Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Releasing dense quantum entanglement. I call it dense quantum entanglement because I don't want to call it negative and bad, because that is not terms that are really there, coming from a love place, from 5D reality. When we talk about bad and heavy, like, it's got this connotation of being detrimental. So the Arcturians really wanted to play with the words, me to find better words. So dense was the word that came, because dense, it's more like a really 3D anchor. So things that are no longer serving us, so we can find expansion and open and really tap into the 5D, 6D, 7D reality and beyond that we want to access, to be able to really aligned with our soul fully and anchor ourselves into highest timeline, highest identity. So when we think about our highest identity, what is it exactly? So being able to live from a higher or highest identity is to be able to really lock in our beings, so on all planes, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So it's being able to lock into these four planes, the highest frequencies of 5D reality. So it's mostly love, really, and all that relates to love, like trust and compassion and empathy and forgiveness and co-creation. To be able to bring those frequencies in, we need to be able first on a daily basis to cultivate those vibrations. And that's very important. I think a lot of us are confused with the terms vibrations and frequencies. So when we are actually working on increasing our vibrations, it's through daily practices such as connecting to our heart center and breathing from our heart and cultivating joy, cultivating gratitude, cultivating love and compassion. But we need to do that consciously. We need to work on our energy field consciously. Another good way to lock in vibrations is through positive affirmation. So repeating those affirmations over and over again until we can rewire our brain, our heart, our physical body to be able to really feel these vibrations. Because to start with, it's difficult. Talking about quantum entanglement, taking an example, for example, I would think about my father, who has hurt deeply all my life, and I've tried over and over again to connect with him, and it was always distorted until, you know, like not even a year ago, I had to call it quit. Like, this is like, I can't go on like this, you know. This is actually, you know, like mental abuse. So that is that was really difficult for the heart, because I had all of my inner child wounds coming up and resentment, a lot of anger. Oh my God, I lost the plot at my father so many times, big time. So a lot of very strong triggers. So it really shows there that the entanglement with him is huge. And having worked a lot on past lives, I can see why in past lives also, because like similar patterns weren't repeated. So I really came here with him as a father to heal this. So going back to vibrations, when I will think about my father, I get fired up, but I also sad and like, am I doing the right thing and so on. So I'm a little bit all over the place. I feel that I'm not aligned, right? So I'm just going to start connecting to my heart center and bring sensation of, so for example, right now with the decisions I've taken, like not to see my dad anymore, like no more contact, zero. It's like trust that this decision is indeed in alignment with my highest path and his highest path also. So actually, I don't want to care about his highest path. You see, like entanglement, like God bless him, but I'm looking after myself now, right? Okay. So I'm going to concentrate on my heart center and I'm going to feel trust. But it is so difficult for me to feel trust because I have been betrayed by him so often. So what I will feel is that it's difficult, but it's even more needed if we if we struggle to bring that vibration in. So anchoring that vibration, remembering a moment where I felt I trusted the universe, I trusted myself, I trusted my path. Remembering a moment and then keeping that in the heart and then expanding that in the heart's mind. So we can start vibrating with a vibration of trust. And it's like, oh, it's okay. I felt trust before. I can feel it again. I breathe it in. I breathe it in. And then I'm becoming more and more accustomed to breathing in trust. Ooh, I'm fully trusting now. Yeah. And I'm going to do that repetitively every single day until, because I have had this vibration coming in, to start with, it's a bit like, ooh, foreign, and then, ooh, more familiar. Then in the end, the four planes that I am, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, are going to recognize this vibration of trust that, oh, wait a minute, like we are so used to it, like we actually are so used to vibrating trust that this vibration is going to lock in on four planes. And then in the fifth dimension, where we all live from a place of the heart, and then I'm going to lock in that frequency, and then I vibrate so much that I lock in this frequency, so I live with higher frequency. I'm literally like radiating trust. So everything that I do is with trust. When I think about my father, I trust the path. I've chosen the right decision. I trust. And then every now and then, of course, life coming. It's like, do you really trust? And then going back to practicing vibrational, you know, support. So you see, this is how from conscious practice, we lock vibrations in that then we can become of frequencies. And when we start bringing like this new frequencies, then we start shifting on multidimensional level, and we literally create our highest identity. So it's like a bigger person, if you like. You know, like none of us was born like a bitch, a bully, a victim, an oppressor, like with a bitch face or whatever, like a we were not born like that. You know, we are light. We are divine soul incarnated in a physical body. So if you want, like working this way is really reclaiming who we are. It's already there. That's always the message that's come through it. Like in a way, it's already there. So it's kind of trying to find outside of us, it's already here. But because we live in this reality of duality, we need to be able to access what's outside of us and what's inside of us. So I find that doing affirmation, like heart breath and so on, is kind of like, yes, I've got control over finding what's already within, tapping into the highest dimension of my being. And when I start living for my highest identity, this is when I start calling in my soul mission, and it becomes crystal clear, and every decisions that I make are in perfect alignment with my highest path. And I'm just mentioning it because it's very important for us to understand this process as we are going to go through quantum entanglement healing. Because in the past, all the people we have met, and that's the crazy part, guys. So I don't know if you're really familiar with quantum physics. Like, I'm far from being educated on it, but just like I do my bits to learn about it because it's fascinating. So, and quantum entanglement, for example, an experience that was made is that if two people, so like you get together, and then they are being separated by just a wall. When a light is shown in one person's eye, then the other person, when they do like measurements with like brain scan and so on, like in the brain of that person, you're going to see the same effect. And that person, like, she receives nothing. So it's crazy. Like, that person has a stimulus, and that other person reacts to the same stimulus. It has been proven as well that one particle, one end of the world, is going to have an effect on another particle at the end, you know, at the other part of the world. So we are completely entangled. So it's with every single person we've met, and it's not only like the boyfriends you had or your siblings or your family or friends. It's like, I don't know, the person from the parking lot that you bumped into, and they are like, it's all the randoms. And when I learned about that, I was like, shit, that's a lot, man. Like, I'm not sure I actually feel like I want to stay entangled with them in a way. But here it's the interesting thing is that because we work on ourselves, right? If you're watching this, I know that you're already doing it. Well done. Keep doing it. It means that through this connection, like all of these people, you are helping. And a lot of us, we often wonder, how can I help my family? So often do I hear, it's mostly women for some reason. I really want to help my partner. He's really not spiritual. I want to take him to yoga and do meditation. Just drop it. Like, that's not going to work. If he's not willing to do something, just leave him alone. You know, and the opposite is right. It's the same with the kids. Don't push them overly. If don't feel like something, they're not going to do it. Don't worry for them. You do the work, and through this quantum entanglement, they're going to receive, and they're going to receive. So in a way, all the work that you have done on yourself, it's not only to increase your intellect with your knowledge, but as well like spiritual growth, personal growth, learning to master your emotion, your relationships, all of that has benefited the collective through quantum entanglement. And I find that it is a beautiful gift. So we now so deeply, from science even, that indeed our actions, our thoughts, our words, the way we shine in the world is deeply impacting the collective. Knowing this, we can also realize the importance to cultivate our energy field, purity, clarity in our energetic field. So doing like clearing and recharging and protection of our energetic field, like setting the intention that only high vibrations, high frequencies, or the experiences that are needed for our highest good will come through. Okay? I'm just going to start tuning in and see what's going to come through. Yes, so my friend Anok is the one who's going to be channeled today. So actually, Anok is a she. And I always say him, I don't know, like this kind of thought I had that it was a him, but actually they don't even have any gender. It's just like, I cannot call Anok a it. It's not respectful. So Anok is the head of the Healing Council of Arcturus. So Arcturians, they live between the 7th and 11th dimension, depending on their grade and their hierarchy. So the ones I channel, like, he's pretty up there. And Arcturians, they are masters healers, right? So they use sounds, color, sacred geometry, and my favorite, like cosmic surgery, to heal people. And like, I'm not a healer. I've never pretended to be a healer. I always struggle to qualify the work I do. But now that I trans-channel Arcturians, I can say like I do trans-channel their healing, and it's like, whew, next level. So in the one-on-one sessions I have done, like, I've had so many feedbacks that were just blowing my mind. And it's crazy because I'm doing it and then I see the results, but still there's a little part of me that's like, really? Like, this really happened? Like, can we trust 100%? And it's like, yes, yes, like feedback, amazing feedback. And so some people have actually like given testimonials about shift in their physical body, like massive shift. And I did some sessions on my kids and the change, and it's like, wow. Yes, look, like they are living proof that it works. So, yes, my friend Anok wanted me to share a few more things with you, but they are completely gone now that I've been so excited sharing this. So I'm just going to tune in and see before I actually channel her inside my body. Yes, so now that you are joining this call, and for all of you who are going to watch the replay, now that in your field you have Arcturians around you, welcome them. Welcome, friends. Some of you on the calls are starseeds from Arcturus. So they have permanently a spirit guide, galactic friends near them. Some of you know that already. It's just that it wasn't clear. So if you ever thought, this could be me, it is you. Quite a bit of Pleiadian star seeds as well. We have some Sirius star seeds, some mixed seeds. Yes, awesome, very exciting. So you have Arcturians in your field, welcome them. What else? Let's dive in. Okay. Oh, yes, a question from my, thank you so much. And from Lisa, thank you so much. So Maya, question, why do we sometimes attract people with similar characteristics and problems? It sometimes feels like a lesson to be learned. Yes, well, you have asked the question and answered it perfectly, Maya, you already know. So every person that comes, it's an excellent question, actually. Every person that comes is a teacher. And thank you for raising the question. That was exactly what I was supposed to share. I had forgotten. So every person that comes is a teacher, and sometimes it's very hard to actually accept that because of the depth of the trauma that have been inflicted upon us. So now I would like to distinguish between our childhood and when we were children, basically, and adults. So when we were children, it's like we just received. It's just like trauma, you know, like deeply affecting. I won't go too much into detail of the wounds and the hurts, but like, you know, and to a certain extent, like all of us have been like deeply traumatized and wounded. But then when we become more adult, it's like we have more responsibility over that. Of course, there is always different kind of categories, I would say, in such a things, like, but like we have still our share of responsibility when it comes to normal interaction, and we fall into victim place or like being super angry. And often the other person is a teacher in a way that this person, even if they are like the aggressor, the person, you know, giving us the trauma, that person is there to teach us to stand up for ourselves. And a lot of us, we live from such a place of heart and compassion, but it's not fine-tuned. We don't have healthy boundaries. So a lot of empaths are here now. So we feel like we fall completely into place of victimization. Well, these people are going to come, more and more people are going to come into our lives and literally attack us, walk all over us. And sometimes it's very nice people as well. Sometimes it's like spiritual people, but they are just sort of like, oh dear, that they don't really maybe are fully aligned to realize like the dynamic going, and there's some manipulation going. So it's very important for us to hold our boundaries, because teachers, they come and they are a reflection of us. They are a reflection of who we are. This is why as well, it's so important to choose the people we hang out with so carefully. How many of you here can relate to, oh, you know, I've promised her to go for a cup of coffee weeks ago, but, you know, I've postponed it, but no, I should really go. Otherwise, what is she going to think about me? Like, that's not aligned relationship, guys, you know? And it's the same for everything. Like, if you are a teacher and, like, you've been teaching yoga forever, for example, and it's like, oh, I really can't drop my students. They really need me. Like, that's not aligned. That's coming from a place of fear. That's coming from, oh, what are they going to think about me? What are they going to do without me? It's not coming from a place of being fully aligned. So then they're like, people are going to start reacting according to the vibrations that you give, right? So yes, everybody who comes in your life is going to be a mirror. So really observe the people who come in your life randomly, and then the friends that you have. They will always show you the best side of you and also the challenges that you are working on at the moment. Okay, I hope that helped a bit answering your question, Mai. Lisa, how can we best find our soul purpose? Oh, good question, vast question. So it's like we have a soul mission. It's a bit, it's the big why we came here, and only you can find it. So like in the Galactic Intuitive online course that I teach, like if you're interested, and in this Galactic Intuitive online course, like we actually work over a 6-week period to really find this soul mission, crystal clear soul mission. So I'm never going to tell you what it is. Like, I had a client the other day and she came on the call and like Soul Mission was coming very strongly. But my friend Anok was like, you should not say, you should not say. And I was like channeling that, like, you should not say, you should not say. She has to find it herself. But it's like you have the big Soul Mission, and then under it, you have a lot of, I would say, like, it's steps, little missions. And for example, for me, one of them was becoming a mother. And as well, a soul mission for me is to manifest financial abundance, because it's more challenging. So by manifesting financial abundance, I know that I can go to my biggest soul mission. For me, it's to be a full-time channel. And I put the full-time channel because it shows that if I'm full-time channel, it means I can provide for myself and my family and my business by doing so. So the soul mission is always something that makes you vibrate. If you have like all these options in front of you of all the things you can do, it's the one that's going to be the most like, oh my God, so exciting, so badass, so like so cool, right? There is never a soul mission that's bleh, nah. Like, soul missions are super high vibes. And it always relates to the essence of your soul story. This is why in the Galactic Intuitive, we worked on past lives as well and anchoring into our star seeds and so on and so on. So then we can really find clear, crystal clear soul mission. And then comes action mode, which is yet something different. So I hope that helped, Lisa. Now, Diana, can you give us some feedback of what sort of star seed we are? Yes, Diana. So that's a very interesting subject. So there are many different star systems out there. So depending on the qualifications, some people would say 7, other people would say up to 12. So like the ones that we know the most about would be Palladians, Arcturians, Sirians, Orion. Then we have the Avian Blue, and then we have the Grays as well. Some people consider Lemuria and Atlantis as being star seed also. I consider them as being earthling, but we're not going to fight about words, right? So like we can be a mix of both, but often like we would relate more to one. So a lot of people are star seeds, like especially if you are called to it, then it's interesting. You can Google it. There is there's a lot out there, you know. That's how I learned about it, basically. And now that I trans-channel that for people, then it's really cool, because like I had a session the other day, like a one-on-one, and then a lot of origins came through, interwoven with past lives here and then time over there and stuff like that. So it's really cool. Like, so if you want to know more about that, then you can research online. There are even people who have done, like, on their website, these are the characteristics of the blue avians. These are the characteristics of Orion and like of Arcturians and so on and so on. So you can see with your characters, apparently even your appearance and so on. So just have a look. And if you're interested as well, you can meditate on it. You know, ask your guides to show you. Always anchor yourself first, but then ask your guides to show you. Of course, you can as well have a session with me. It's just going to be a good way to find out. And in the Galactic Intuitive, we work a lot around that. So discovering about our star seed is really cool, because then we can download all the codes and activations and basically a lot of learning that we have done over there. Like for me with Arcturus, like it's not actually my primal place, but it's where I have spent the most time, and not trans-channeling all this Arcturian healing. It's like I'm receiving training as well from them, but that they're telling me like long quantum physics, you know, like learn neuroscience, learn this, learn that. I'm like, oh, so much going on. So it's like you're downloading all of that. So that's really super cool. Okay, Georgia, if we are detangling, will our children and partners still get the benefits of our... Excellent question. So Georgia is asking, if we are detangling, so really removing all the dense connection, will our children and partners still get the benefits of the work we are doing? Excellent question. Thank you for mentioning it, Georgia. Yes. So today, we are only going to work on removing the quantum connections that no longer serve us from a place of love, compassion, and forgiveness. So it's only all the things that are a little bit polluting our energy field, and they don't serve us, and they don't serve the other person either. So coming from a place of love and reciprocity, because one of the rules into the quantum realm is as well reciprocity. So with reciprocity, we're going to help those people as well create more space into the energy field. And when we create all this space, then woo, what happened? We can create new connections. We can learn it more to our friends in spirits, and we can call in more our soul tribes. So of course, yes, our kids, our partners, our family, all the people we love, they will still benefit from it. And indeed, Anok is saying we will do a special activation. I feel emotional. Oh, thank you for saying, like, we will do a special activation for them. Because at the moment, a lot of humans, all they need to feel the quality is reassurance and trust. Because with reassurance and trust that we are going to kind of shoot into the network, the quantum network, it's like a grid. Visualize yourself as the center of this spider web, but it's like a multidimensional spider web. You'll be at the center there, and then you're going to send, you're going to send, you're going to send. So you become an antenna, really. So for all the people that you have ever met in this life, so we're working with this lifetime, right? Everybody is going to receive. So first, because we work from a place of love, 5D reality, because we want to anchor ourselves in our highest identity, as I've mentioned before, highest timeline. First, we work on giving. And that's going to be very important, might be triggering for you if you think that you're going to give to the people you have who have hurt you the most. And I would like you to call in now your higher self, your soul, and to really fully align to it. And to really realize that deep down in the light that you are, you know that is the highest path. It is the path of the spiritual warrior, of the light worker, to forgive and to give, no matter the amount of pain that we have been given. Think about Christ. Think about all the masters. None of them would have ever said, I'm not going to give you any blessings. I'm not going to give you any love. You beat me like when I was a child, like you hit me, like you did this, you did that. You're not going to feel love. No, right? Otherwise, no ascended master there. No Christ consciousness there. So let's follow the examples of the many leaders that we're here to really shift consciousness. And let's be that presence now. So I've got no idea how long it's going to take. So if you need to go to the toilet now, I would recommend it, because Arcturian transmission seems to be on the long side. And look, I'm so red now. I was so cold. It's all like this channeling. I need to take some layers off. I'm just too hot. I'm wrapped in blanket because it's so cold in my house. Ah, much better. Okay. So I'm just going to ask you now to align fully with your soul. Simply do that by repeating out loud if necessary. I am asking now to be fully aligned with my soul. I am asking now to be fully aligned with my soul. I am asking now to be fully aligned with my soul. Then breathe in a few times from your lower belly. Breathe in and out a few times from your heart center. Breathe in and out a few times from your head. Then activate your three centers, your three minds all together. Breathe in and out from the three activated centers. Visualize a bubble of light all around you. This bubble of light is your healthy boundary, your protection for this practice. Fully activated. Keep on breathing in your space, my friend, as I myself activate the breath that's going to allow me to tap in the frequencies needed for my beautiful friend Anok to come in my body. My breath will in no way affect you whatsoever. My breath stays in my field, in my bubble, activating now. Tora casa moti, racote moza, racote moti, saraconto, saraconto, come che, quale si con non tongaia, che musoro tongaia, come sera cocona, con tesoro con gaia, come sera continuo, cosera e jufa, che matarachete, muenesetti, coene serata, coene serato. Welcome, 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 friends. I am Anok. I am so excited to be present with you now. Interesting group we have so far joining us live here today. We honor your presence. We honor your dedication to the path. We know how precious time is to humans. So very little time you keep thinking in your mind. We say already limiting belief that is. But we honor the fact that you created time and you indeed already destroyed limiting belief by anchoring highest time of reality, which is indeed true. That you always have the time needed when it comes to bringing new spiritual growth for your expansion. We honor this and we bring light upon this to congratulate your efforts and to help you tap into your highest identity, which is light workers. Many active light workers are on this session today. People in the replay, also called light workers, many of them who are light workers, all the people sharing a co-creation around being light workers, co-creation, meaning activating the desire inside the heart and acting upon that heart desire, locking frequency in of being at service, but also for the collective and also for the self. Then light worker are tapping into a special field of consciousness, which is higher than the lower fields of collective consciousness. Indeed, when you find acknowledge yourself as being light workers, then you are going to pierce through the veil of the collective consciousness, which is quite dense at the moment, and rise above it. And if you can cultivate the way you work with light in your very unique, special way, then you're going to stay anchored there, which is strong path to manifesting highest timeline. Well done, friends. So today we have good work to be done. I called this session, ask Sandrine to hold this now because there is portals open. We have other galactic teams present. We Arcturians raised call in the Galactic Confederation to ask other healing council from different star system if they would agree to work with us today. And many said yes. So today we are co-creating together, very exciting. So we want to acknowledge all the galactic teams present, healers, specialized from galactic system. We have welcomed them now. We have Pleiadian system. Welcome, friends. We have people from Sirius B. Thank you. We have Blue Avian. Oh, we are so honored as well to have you here, friends. We have a special congregation for the revolutionaries from Orion. On Orion star system, not everything smooth at the moment. A little bit of tension between duality, masculine, feminine, light and dark. And this is a congregation working with light workers. And they say that what's going to happen today will help them also. They want to learn from Arcturian technologies and observe how human reacts. If experiment is good now, they'll be able to repeat it in their own star system to help with their own ascension process. Oh, how cool is this? We are a bit like rat labs for Orion's friends. We welcome you, Orion friends. We also have special friends here. These are a team of healers from ancient times on Earth, Lemuria and Atlantis, and also shaman from Native Indian America. Welcome, welcome. Welcoming all of them here today. Some will work and some will often just observe, Orion friends. So I, Anok, will now scan a quantum field and collective field present in humans to see where to start. We start with scanning humans first because we are here to help humans on this call. So we need to tap into collective field created now from them. For that, we ask to have their imprints being brought into quantum field where they can be gathered and all these data create a bit like computer system, a database. We can then download telepathically and through visuals what people need now. People need anchoring. So visualize, friends, human watching call now. Visualize your root growing deep within Gaia, all the way down, 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 and tap, 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 tap in the crystal, deep within the earth. Now, your unique crystal with your unique blueprint. Wrap your roots, roots around your crystal, activating Gaia connection now by shooting red beam of light from your sacral area, shoot, down, all the way in the crystal, activate it, as you activate through your trinity, your tripod, your crystal is very vibrant, anchoring you deeply there on Gaia, excellent, friends. So many present, we need to focus. Now, imagine all people on call now and observe, friends, galactic friends, how we Arcturians work doing this. So humans are, no, it's like we took a copy of them. It's like having a digital print, like just a stamp, right? It's a copy. It's a genetic copy that contains all information about who they are. And we put that in quantum fields. And it's like a file created, as I mentioned before. So we work on that file over there, because that file now, we can ask there that all the connections that each and every single human watching this call now and the replay later will be fully, fully activating the connection that each and every individual watching this has created during this lifetime on Earth, asking for full activation of quantum entanglement now. And watch, galactic friends, and also humans who can get full visualized and physical sensation of this, watch as energy is increasing in density, but what also in quantum fields, all the ramification in terms of light, it's like little strings shooting. The field is very big now. It's not only these humans we are working with present, but millions of humans. How many do we reach all together? It is millions of them, because the number will increase as people watch the replay. So now we have all of these participants. Yes, exciting. So now we are going to ask each and every person listening to this now to connect it to heart center, to soul again. Remembering that beloved human, you are a light, you are spark of the divine, you walk amongst us, you have physical human body, you are an earthling and also ascended light, ascended master already living in 5D, 6D and 7D reality. Anchoring you into 5D reality now through heart portal, asking Arcturian friends around you to activate fully heart portal. Yes, tune into your heart and breathe in and out, trust, feeling trust in your heart, locking in vibrational frequencies, as explained before by Saint Green. As you tap into vibration of trust, you locking frequency inside of you, feeling trust for the process. And now bringing in love. Think about someone or something or a pet that gives you so much love. So much love. And bring that in now. Connect to heart center and feel the heart expanding and expanding as you connect to love. Excellent. Process is working really well. Well done. Now connect to compassion. Compassion towards yourself, but also compassion towards others. Think about all the people who don't act to the best way they could act. They are not always walking the higher path, but yet they do the best they can with what they have. Feeling compassion for them. So many humans do not have access yet to what we have tonight. It will come, because you will be able to be the light bearer of that compassion and that love and that light. Feeling compassion for all the humans that you have met through your life and that have touched your heart for good and then with bad also, even though bad is teachings. And feel deep compassion for your own self as well. For all the time you mistreated your physical body, your mind, your spiritual side, when you repressed your emotions, feel compassion towards yourself. Also, you did the best you could with what you have. Expanding heart center portal now, Arcturian friends. You visualize, friends, the center of your heart opening up more, connecting to galactic heart by feeling the torus field of the heart expanding far beyond physical body. visualize two meters beyond physical body, all around you. Magnificent. And asking now that this heart connection, frequencies of high love, permeate the whole layers of physical, human, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And now, friend, connect to crown of the head. Visualize Sahasrara chakra opening up wide until it is the whole of the circumference of the head. Yes, like your brain fully exposed. If you ever had cosmic surgery, this is what happened. We kind of remove the top of the head to be able to help you with brain enhancement. But today it is not for that. Today it is simply to allow you to receive shower of light from God's source directly. Thank you, source. Thank you so much, God, for allowing us to tap into your infinite source of unconditional love, wisdom, forgiveness, and compassion now. And feel like a liquid white light coming directly from God all the way down through your crown, through your head. And it's delicious. Bring sensations of pleasure and warmth, of trust and love, and also connection to the self and connection to others, because love is connection. Receiving those frequencies now in your field, increasing your vibrations. Stay with this human. Tweaking energy field now we are doing around you. Harmonizing energies from Gaia, from source and heart center, in creating a magnificent torus field vibrating to the frequencies needed to be able to access the threads of quantum entanglement. They have a special frequencies. It is a range of frequency depending on if quantum entanglement is on the dense part of it or on the light part of it. Each individual carries different brackets of frequencies. So Arcturians working actively around you, observe galactic friends how we do this. It's like scanning billions of information in a few minutes. See if you think increasing your technology as detrimental to you humans, think twice. Technology is amazing. Only it's how you use it that can be detrimental. As you raise your frequencies, you can use technology in different ways. Excellent. Brackets open to heal quantum entanglement. Now, setting intention here. Set intention clearly in yourself that we are only going to work on dense quantum entanglement to release. And first, we are going to tap into giving from a place of love as light workers, as architects of new earth, as light workers anchoring 5D, 6D, 7D reality in time and space reality, working to uplift the collective consciousness. Realize your importance now as an individual, beloved friend. Now, we are going to send new programs to all the people that you have ever met in your life. Those programs are going to help them with the ascension level. One program is to connect very easily. Depending on their frequencies, it will be easier for some than others. But this is kind of a code that will be filtered from your own heart into the threads of quantum entanglement and reach their own heart so they can experience what love truly is. Because unfortunately, many humans do not even know what love is. So first, connecting to love. And the heart portal is kind of open now, and you have all these threads coming. It's a bit like tunnels, columns, vortexes, if you like. So as we place now the code of love inside your heart, love, unconditional love, 5D, 6D, 7D, and beyond love frequencies placed into heart, you're going to exhale and send it into the quantum field, helping all the souls you have ever met to tap into love. Now, activate. Activating. More. Feel more. Exhaling. Yes. Excellent. 94% of the process completed. Oh, observe the shift. Oh, friends. Tap into collective consciousness now. Shift. So excited. Look at this. The thickness of collective consciousness dance is reducing. Love. Excellent. Reaching 98% of completion of the process. Reducing. One third. More. Excellent. 100% of the process completed now. Go back in the breath. Breathe from the heart. In the heart center, breathe. Excellent. Bringing now new code to help all the people that you have ever crossed pathways from a place of compassion. We're going to send forgiveness, tap them into forgiveness, knowing that they were all teachers. It was all meant to be. Every interaction had been planned in through the great architecture of conscious galaxies that you live in. Now, bringing a code of forgiveness, this code is tinted with colors, would help if you could visualize pink color interwoven with light blue. Sandrine, looking for the name. Oh, turquoise. Light pink and turquoise code. It's like these two colors are making love to one another. It represents forgiveness. Two souls coming together, forgiving one another. Amazing healing. That is going to go through now. Heart portal, through vortexes, opens. Connecting to this now. Connecting. Visualize and feel forgiveness, please, human. And increase this in your feel, in your heart mind, collecting to the quality of forgiveness. Think about somebody who hurt you. No need to go to the extreme. Somebody who hurt you and you feel it's okay to forgive them. Then you can tap into that quality of the heart more easily, anchoring this vibration of our forgiveness in. Think about somebody you can forgive indeed. Sound needed. Tuning in now. 98% of process completed. Well done for connecting to this heart quality. 100% connected to that frequency now. Excellent. Observing which one needs to connect. Ah, yes, compassion.
connecting to compassion now. Think about an event happening recently where you showed compassion or where you received compassion, and it felt so nice, like a warm blanket being placed around your shoulders. Bring that quality into your heart now. This code is different. It is looking beautiful. Visualize a flower. It's a beautiful flower. Place that flower in your heart, and the flower will rotate and kind of disintegrate, creating thousands and thousands of little flowers reaching all these people's heart. Compassion spreading, activating compassion codes in all the souls connected in quantum field reality. Activating compassion, more needed. Humans are so judgmental, difficult to implement that in many of you. And all connected people. So observe, galactic friends, when we struggle with something, what are we gonna do? We scan. It's like opening a window. We opening, scanning why compassion struggles to flow so easily. Oh, monsters there. Monsters of lower density asking for clearing. Where do they come from? Oh, reptilian. Coming. Reptilians coming. Friends, how dare you come here, disturb this session. Gift they are. You see, us Actorians didn't see it coming straight away. We Actorian galactic beings had already judgment coming upon our friends reptilians. If some of you are familiar with them, they represent denser reality of 3D. They have been judged so badly. Many of you judge them as being the bad ones, trying to destroy humanity, trying to bring everything down and force vaccines and implement 5G, hidden government. All this reptilian world has been judged so badly. You humans have zero compassion towards them. This is where the block is. So reptilians, you might not be aware of this, but they have their role also. They are also light beings. It's just that they work as activators of higher consciousness. They trigger such strong reactions that they're trying to push you into finding your light and rise above and try to find innovative solutions to the problems they create. So you see, it's always depending on how you place yourself that you are going to judge or not another human. This is why we cannot implement compassion code easily. Reptilian coming now. We have a hologram of reptilian coming. Oh, we're not sure this should be channeled. Other reptilian coming, please. We shall not name them. Just messages coming is that we came here to indeed shake you. We are ready to leave now. Density of the earth has shifted. We are not needed any longer. You might not realize this, but decisions has already made to be fully anchored in highest timeline of ascended reality, 5D reality and beyond. So we do not have any more jobs here as such. The last reptilians, very active on this dimension, are just kind of, before someone is leaving, they're having a little bit of a tantrum. Little bit of the tantrum to make sure they leave a mark. This is what they are doing. We need to feel compassion for them in understanding that a lot of them are not aware of the importance of their role into the greater advancement of the galactic evolution that Earth is actually going through at the moment. So we ask you to think about somebody that you have heard of, that you know, that would represent reptilian frequencies. It's not necessarily people in power. it's all like normal common people that you cross every day also, and that you struggle really to see, do they really have light inside of them? Because it is really hard to find. We say they do. It is just that they have chosen an incarnation as a reptilian to help shift humanity because they are so outrageously disconnected from what it appears. Think about one person like that. All of you can, of course. So think about that person. So Sandrine recently had an encounter with one. It surprised her. So she's going to bring that in her field also. Now feeling compassion and actually honoring also that person for their role into humanity ascension, realizing that they were indeed there as teachers to show us that we can choose the highest path of non-judgment and compassion indeed. Feel that now. Imagine the person in front of you as a hologram and say to that person, I forgive you and I have a lot of compassion for you. In fact, I do even love you because I can see further the veils of my own illusions now. I know you have also purpose to be here and I honor you for being here. And now I want to connect to your light. Say to that person, you have a light inside you. Look inside you. The heart and often the belly also. Light is there. Can you see? And look how surprised that person is. Very often reptilians have forgotten they have light there. So when we remind them of that, when we tap into 5D frequencies and remind them from a place of love that they too are love, they are like, oh, I didn't know. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for not judging me. Excellent working. See, galactic friends, it is working. Always reason where there is something not working through activations. So, because bigger picture there, we had no awareness reptilians were going to come today. We thank them. So bringing, checking. Checking, connecting with hologram of Actorian friend. Anok need advice. Connecting to reptilian representant here. Yes, okay. So they are gonna go. I, Anok, wasn't sure if they wanted to be included in session or if they were just coming to teach us something. They say it was just coming. They do not actually want to bother us. You see, they came as teachers. So always remember that next time you meet reptilian frequencies around you. They come as teacher, and if we honor them, if we look at them, if we recognize them, if we tap in their light, then they go, they have done the job to wake us up. Yes, they did the job to wake us up. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, reptilian friends. We wish you love and many blessings. They are like, yeah, whatever. Okay, coming back now. Through all of this activation code of compassion is nearly reaching completion, 87% completion, coming back to the heart center, simply connecting to vibrational state of compassion. Ooh, excellent, excellent. Ninety-eight % of completion of the process now. Wonderful, friends. Excellent. Now, one more needed before we will sever the cord with dense entanglement. One more needed first to be of service. This is a special cord for expansion of the soul. Okay, so Anok would like to try something a little bit, even, how can I say, woo-woo, cray-cray, or dear than usual. It is complex surgery, complex activation. Yes, humans are ready for it, but how is it with intergalactic connection, dear? Can we have now, please, all friends who have joined the call now, you are needed. We will ask you to call more of your tribe, your people, galactic friends. Yes, please, thank you. Explaining what Anok has in mind, if mind could be the word. So through this code of expansion, we want to distill it to each and every individual to be able to activate inside of them highest identity, tapping into highest identity. For that, we need millions and millions of galactic friends who can go into those people now that we reach through quantum entanglement, so they can work on them into energetic field to be able to activate individual gifts and talents and qualities of the heart, and also connections that will help them tap into the highest identity. So it's not one code for everyone, it's an individual code. So it's millions of them. Do you agree, galactic friends? Ooh, they're not sure about that, because it's a lot of them are asked to come. They say they can use 3 days for that. We say, thank you, that should be enough. Actarians also, of course, provide lots of galactic workers. So now that every single person that you have ever crossed paths with, every single person is now going for the next 3 days after this session, be fully activated into the highest identity. How exciting is that? And depending on the essence, depending on the soul identity, the soul mission, they will have one or different of the galactic friends. And we will keep on working. Of course, a committee will be there observing the process, see if it's appropriate for each person. So if we need to tweak system around, it will happen. Thank you, galactic friend, so much for showing up to be of service of humanity now. They say it's our pleasure. And when they will need Actarians, they will also call us. Of course, it is our service in co-creating expansion on Earth. All in this together, as humans like to say. Excellent. Now, we are going to bring a special fragrance known to Actarians. We cultivate it on Actarus through special healing process. So it is like you want metaphor, something looking images to represent this, like creating a perfume. You can bring many different floral essences or pine trees or the earth, many essences. And then you have this one drop that contains so many essences, and each person will receive that. But first, we're going to create the mother essence. The mother essence is containing 5 essences, the 5 elements of earth. Earth, air, water, fire, and prana, life force energy. This is distillated now. We're going to use symbol of the 5-pointed star. So it's easier for you human to understand it. Visualize the 5-pointed star. Each star is one of those qualities you have on Gaia. And each person is going to receive it now through quantum entanglement. Is going to be able to really receive what they need. It's like chemistry, if you'd like. So the other galactic friends at the end will bring that and really mix depending on the person's essence and the elements they need more to be able to find the highest identity. Elements contain also human qualities and spiritual qualities. How cool is this? Very, very cool, we say. simply focus on your heart center now as we are bringing this. Shake it and make it sin it the carotto, muette sin rattacanis in no cosse, one sin the alla cosa trotto, muette kittesara, no mette tra, no mette crotto, muette sin no cotto, motto rotina casu, monete carotta, muette racotto, mosso. Shikrangata, munis trotata, mutikurta, kinni, winnete kayeta, umorte kitty, a skirketa moyeta, ketamuete, ketnaket, skirtin tau, shik 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 pushing it out now into the vortexes created. Expanding in quantum field created. All people receiving now, receiving, receiving, activating, activating, receiving, activating, 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 receiving, activating. Receiving. Excellent. And see how easy that is. So many humans ready to step into highest identity. Oh, so exciting. I'm very happy, Anok. So happy that I got inspired to try this. See, galactic friends, always thoughts and desires come for a reason. I had no idea I would be doing this. Excitement is here. Sending information. Excellent. 90% completion of process. Excellent. Now we can see kind of the stars shining brighter in container created for this activation. Every individual is brighter. Look at this container, needs to be increased. It's like if they were suffocating in there now. Container increasing to contain highest identity of the self. Yes. So many people stepping up now to the highest identity, stepping up, stepping up, stepping up, activating, activating, activating. You two friends on this call, activating, activating highest identity now, through perfect balance of elements. Activating, activating, activating. Focus on sensations in your body. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. 100% completion of the process. Excellent, excellent. Drawing awareness back in the breath now. And look, scanning. We feel, we say, process completed of giving. Yes, well done, humans. Well done. See how magical you are. You are so infinite. You can do anything you want. Anything, we say. Highest identity is that also, is realizing that, tapping into that quantum field of infinite possibilities. If your desire is there, you can manifest it like this. But that is for other session. Now, coming back to releasing quantum dense entanglement. So we are going to use different techniques for this. So we have prepared for this because this we knew would be happening this way. So we have, what could we call it? A team of Arcturians. They would be called cutters. they're going to come. And what they will do is that they will work around you. And they have special instruments made out of very high frequencies. And when these instruments touch the cord, it seals them with little dots of light on each side. So when cord is severed, it is made out of high frequencies of love. And because we have worked on giving before, the frequencies of compassion, forgiveness, and love, and highest identity are there already. So the cut is clear, and both walk free for good. Actually, really happy to have so much space created in their field. Yes, yes, excellent. People gathering around you now. Keep observing human now here present. All you have to do is to observe sensations and stay with the breath, okay? Process is going to take a few minutes. Starting now, starting now, starting, 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 starting. Starting, starting, increasing, increasing, more, more, more. More, more, more. So many, so many. Cord cutting more. Miate senata, come sera che te, moe che segnata ca, moe sera toete. Como ne sirata kin la kono krote mo kitira ku como etara kira tu no sara ku te saya como ese ata mo ti korona hatta karate ko ni trata na hatta como estra como sin gaya krote juva kin ikis rotto mi atta ke serata kon konese mi atte muarata mi atte muarata mo tesre ke ni ase mo te mi sin nata Beloved human, focus now on breathing from your heart center. And as you do so, visualize the heart expanding, create a big bubble around you. And as you create that, you are moving away from you all the energies that no longer serve you, completely removing from physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies all that no longer serves you and can be released into the nothingness. From a place of love, expand now, reclaiming your power, reclaiming your space. And as you reclaim your power and your space, expand more and more and more, way beyond your physical body. From a place of love, creating a gigantic field all around you, a bubble of light indeed. Feel all the space created. Doesn't that feel delicious? And now, some of you might have full visual, not all of you, but that's okay. We can practice still this. Observe now in the space created all the light that is there, all the cords that are there, all the little dots that you are linked with. All of these people are all the people in your life that have highest connections with you.
You might even recognize some people. Some people, it might surprise you, but some people you know, they are your family and your loved ones. Observe now in your space. There is so much space created that you have more space to give to these people in your life that are so dearly important to you. You won't feel so depleted of energy now to be able to give them and also to receive from them. The circle, infinity signed, created between giving and receiving, these soulmates, aligned friends, family members, is now fully activated because you are able to release bonds that were no longer serving you. Well done. Simply be in presence now. And now process of today's session is reaching near completion. Now, Arcturian friends in your field are going to work on closing galactic doors that were open for sessions and that cannot be kept open, closing. Excellent. Thank you, friends. I would like to ask you, please, to thank all our friends who came here today. So many of them. Very unique session for this. Usually, we don't work with such big congregation. We thank you, all friends, galactic friends. We thank Galactic Confederation for allowing us to have special meeting for today's session. We also thank reptilians for showing us and teaching again highest value of the heart. We thank all the millions of lives that we have freed today for being here in quantum field. We thank them and from a place of love and truth and deep knowing. We wish you the very best now that you are light and that we serve you also and always. We see you, we honor you, and we love you all. We would like to thank you, friends, for showing up today from the bottom of our heart. To the bottom of your heart, we know you, we love you, and we are always there to serve and help. As you help yourself, we can help you more. Always remember that. And we are closing the session now. Goodbye. Just take a moment to breathe, to feel the feet anchored on the floor. Feel the breath in the body and the space created. Take a couple of deeper breaths in and out. You can open your eyes when you're ready. Yay! Thank you very much for joining. It's a real pleasure to serve you today. Learned so much came through, was completely unexpected. And I feel we can just end this session keeping this beautiful state created. So thank you very much for being here, for supporting me doing this work. Keep on supporting me in any way you'd like. Being present this way, sending all these little hearts is already doing it. Thank you. I know I'm there for you, okay? Okay, be good, my friend. Keep in touch, okay? Bye.
If you enjoy this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.